The inauguration of George W. Bush is a week from tomorrow. It promises to attract huge crowds. The police expect 700,000. Among them, a larger number of protesters than recent inaugurals have drawn. The police plan to search spectators who go to the parade route along Pennsylvania Avenue, and they have specifically banned some of the props common to recent protests: stilts, life-size puppets, and large signs mounted on big sticks. All those items, according to Terrence Gaynor, who is the executive assistant chief of the Washington Metropolitan Police, could be used to hit someone. Chief Gaynor says the effort next Saturday will be to keep the event friendly and nonviolent.
We're going to have nearly three times the number of officers on the parade route that they've had in past inaugurations. And really what we want to do by our presence, it won't be in riot gear, it will be in soft hats and a Class B dress uniform, is by our presence to try to have a calming effect so that people who want to enjoy the parade can do that and people who want to protest can do that without interfering with others.
So along the parade route, we would see a Metropolitan Police officer every... How many feet?
It'll be approximately about every 8 feet there'll be a Metropolitan Police officer on both sides of the street, or one of the 1,450 officers we're bringing in from surrounding jurisdictions.
In addition to those officers from either Maryland or Virginia, there are also then the Federal Park Police? Secret Service is running this whole thing, I guess.
They are, and the Capitol Police will take care of the east end of Pennsylvania Avenue, and then the Metropolitan Police Department, along with the Suburban in Virginia and Maryland, will take care of the rest of Pennsylvania in conjunction with the Secret Service.
Who's in charge on inaugural day?
The Secret Service has overall responsibility, but there's been a dozen committees set up, and the committees are really chaired by a variety of different law enforcement agencies.
Obviously, preventing injury, we all understand, as a proper police function at an event like this. On the other hand, you have a tough line to work here as to how you permit expression if the expression is very critical or perhaps even tasteless. What are the marching orders for inaugural day? What do you tell all the officers about the crowd that's being verbally unruly, say, but not fighting with anyone?
Our officers are instructed that they should stand by and just to make sure that things are done safely. Words are not a problem. It is really pretty much sticks and stones may break someone's bones, but anything other than that is fair. The rules about protesting, even around the White House currently, prohibit large signs with large sticks. So that's all we're going to do under this set of circumstances.
How do you rehearse for this? Have you been having rehearsal inaugural parades down Pennsylvania Avenue?
Actually, there will be one this Sunday, a dress rehearsal down Pennsylvania Avenue. But we are involved in a lot of tabletop exercises and a lot of meetings where the command personnel sit and discuss the various possibilities and how we have to interact. But we do find the tabletop exercises are really the best way for us to practice together.
You mean as you're moving little pieces that represent the president's party and the crowd and the police? And
it is almost like a chessboard, but we'll be throwing scenarios in there to say, okay, you know, 20 people rush the street and try to shut down the street. What are you going to do? Or the traffic signals don't work, or it starts snowing, any one of those type of things.
What are the principles that everyone who's involved in this event, all of the police officers, have to observe?
That they are there not as some thin blue line that stands between the government and the public, that we are really kind of a fabric of society and we're interwoven and we are an example of the government and we're to greet everybody with a smile. We won't have riot equipment on and we're there to make it a safe, festive occasion.
Well, Chief Gaynor, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.